Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 27, first broadcast on Radio GH on Sunday the 29th of August 2021. Hello everyone, here we are at the end of August and I decided that the theme this week would be transport, only because it makes it easier for me to make up a playlist if I have a limitation somewhere on what I can choose. So we are beginning in nautical mode. Our first dance is the 8x32 bar jig Cutty Sark by an unknown deviser and published in RSCDS Book 40, a book for young people and new dancers. As you might expect, it is nice and simple and eminently suitable if this is your first time on a dance floor in 17 months. Ones cast down their own sides and back up to second place. With the twos above them, they dance right hand across and back with the left. Ones then turn right hand, turn first corner's left hand, second corner right hand, and cross left hand to second place. All three couples advance and retire and turn right hand. The music is by the Craig Owl Scottish Dance Band and begins with the traditional Thrums March. Cutty's Ark was built in Dumbarton in 1869. There's the Scottish connection. Designed to carry tea from China to England as fast as possible. Within 10 years, steamers were taking over the tea trade as the Suez Canal had opened, making this a faster route for steamships, not reliant on the trade winds around the coast of Africa. After a turbulent few years, the Cutty's Ark became the fastest ship of its day, transporting wool from Australia. Since 1954, she has been in dry dock in Greenwich and open to the public. In slightly the wrong order, we will now dance Raising the Anchor, a five-couple reel by Ian Boyd, for which Jim Lindsay recorded the music on the Sunday Class Recorded Highlights Volume 1. The lead tune for this is the Cerdyn Oed. That was Jim Lindsay playing for Raising the Anchor, and in fact the second tune was also on theme, as it was Sitting in a Toy Train by Eric Allen. The other tunes were The Sky Garter, Jim and Marilyn Healy's Reel, and Mumbai. My favourite nautical dance has to be Ship o' Grace, by Jean McAdam, published in 1955 in a book to raise money for the RNLI. The 40-bar dance formations symbolise the lifeboat being launched, the rescue equipment and the wheel, over the waves to the boat in distress, the knot between the two boats tied, and back to safety towing the rescued boat. The original version of the dance has ones making an arch as they dance down from bar 25, whereas the alternative version has ones setting advancing to the right and then left to pass the other couples as they set right and left. The last 8 bars also differ between the two versions. There are 5 recordings for this dance, 2 of them on LP, reflecting the age of the dance. Today we will hear Ian Holmes and his Scottish Dance Band, featuring Ian Powery, on the 1996 CD Highlander Music Volume 4. The tunes are Ship o' Grace by Nan Main, The Lass o' Corrie Mill, Margaret's Fancy by Ian and Bill Powery, and Provost Skene's House, also by Nan Main.
Thank you.
Shipper Grace from the Lifeboat Dances book. Now to the original lifeboat, Noah's Ark, and a two-couple jig by Irene van Marseveen, devised in 2002 and published by the RSCDS in Book 43. As this is radio, so you are flying solo, as it were, then you could do the 10 years earlier version by Franz Lichtmans from 2x2. Both are for two couples in a four-couple set. The RSCDS recording is by Ian MacPhail and his band, and I will fade it out after six times, so dance it in three-couple sets. Interestingly, for that jig, the tunes are all named real. Dr. James Hamilton's, Miss Dixon's, and Miss J. Rose's, the fourth tune being Miss Campbell of Monji. As we know, Noah's Ark finally found dry land, so we can disembark and take to the railways, and across to France for the medley La TGV. La Train à Grande Vitesse, high-speed train, was developed during the 1970s. Originally designed to be powered by gas turbines, the prototypes evolved into electric trains with the oil crisis of 1973. A TGV test train set the record for the fastest wheeled train, reaching 357.2 miles per hour on the 3rd of April 2007. And in mid-2011, scheduled TGV trains operated at the highest speeds in conventional train service in the world, regularly reaching 200 miles per hour. The dance was written by Jacques Chamoun and is a standard three-couple set which finishes 2-3-1. So I'm not sure why it is a medley, and even more so, why of this alternating sort. The dance was devised for the 25th anniversary of Le Chardon d'Écosse, Paris, in 1990. Le Chardon is the thistle, national flower of Scotland. There is no dedicated recording for Le TGV, but that gives me the opportunity to play Muriel Johnston's three-couple version for her husband's Bill Zobel's dance, The Paris Celebration, which was written as an alternating five-couple medley, but which can be adapted for three couples. The five-couple version is well worth mastering if you have the stamina. So this is Muriel Johnston from her 2011 CD, Dancing on Air. Muriel Johnston officially playing for the three-couple Paris Celebration medley, but which I would use for Le TGV. From ultramodern to roughly 1200 BC and the Wooden Horse of Troy, a story we all learn at school. In October 2000, John Drury was on a teaching tour and holiday in Turkey and visited the excavations at Troy and devised this dance. He said, "A large wooden horse has been built at the entrance to the excavations. It is hollow and has windows in its sides. A flight of wooden steps leads up backwards under the horse's belly to an entrance between its hind legs. It was quite amusing to see the fabled creature from the dawn of history with Japanese faces peering from its windows." The dance is a three-couple jig. One's cross right hand and cast off, while two's set and dance up to face out. One's turn twos with the easy hand. One's then repeat this with threes. One's cross up to dance reels of three on opposite sides. One's dance half figure of eight up around the couple above them and all turn right hand. The recording is by Gordon Shand and his band on the two CD set The Cherry Blossom Time. For the Wooden Horse, Gordon Shand played Jim McAllister's jig, Rab Smiley's jig, and the Quiet One. From wooden to very real horses at Appleby Horse Fair, which is held every year over the first weekend in June in Appleby near Penrith. Chris Dewhurst, having played at the Moorland Dance Week close by, wrote the tune and recorded it as an 8x32 bar strathspey on their first Scottish CD, Crossing Borders. Lynn Wilson from South Wales then rose to the challenge and devised the dance in 2012. Lynn included movements in the dance which she felt reflected the activities of the fair. The Appleby Horse Fair calls itself an annual gathering of gypsies and travellers in the town of Appleby in Westmorland, in Cumbria. The Horse Fair, also known as Appleby New Fair, began in 1775 on Gallows Hill, which was then unenclosed land outside the borough boundary for sheep and cattle drovers and horse dealers to sell their stock. By the 1900s, it had evolved into a major gypsy traveller occasion, and attracts about 10,000 gypsies and travellers, about 1,000 caravans, several hundred horse-drawn vehicles, and about 30,000 visitors. No one bestowed the new fair, no one ever owned it, no one was ever charged to attend it. It was and remains a true people's fair. Rather than an organised event with a set programme, it is billed as the biggest traditional gypsy fair in Europe. The horses are washed and trotted up and down the flashing lane most main days. There is a market on Jimmy Winter's field selling a variety of goods, some traditional to the gypsy travelling community, and a range of other horse-related products. One form of transport we haven't considered today is the bus. And how many of you would have known that the Outer Circle is a bus route in Birmingham? The dance is an 8x48 bar reel by Kenneth Reed and published in the Birmingham Diamond Jubilee book with the recording by George Meikle and the Lothian Band. The dance flows well, though there is quite a bit of it after the first easy 8 bars. Diagonal chain progression with first corners, reels of 3 on the sides, then repeat with second corners and reels across, finishing with half diagonal reels of 4 with first and second corners. I was very fortunate the first time I danced it to be partnered by Kenneth. No pressure then to get it all right. Thank you. So that was a 7-minute bus trip around Birmingham's outer circle. For our next dance, I will quote from a letter to the Scottish Country Dancer in 2015. Dear Editor, at the recent AGM, we were invited to dance the Strathspey from Book 41, which was incorrectly announced as S. Locomotion. The deviser, the late Ken Jones of Shefford Branch, wrote this dance in honour of our branch president, Paul Bond. Ken knew that Paul had a passionate interest in steam engines and assumed, wrongly as it happens, that these were the type which hauled trains, hence locomotion. However, he realised that by preceding this word with the letter S, he could point out that Paul, always a stirrer, but now getting elderly, caused, wherever he went, a slow commotion. And that was from Joyce and Hugh Porteous when they were at Shefford Branch. The dance is a four-couple Strathspey in a longwise set, and, as said, published in Book 41, The Millennium Dances. The original recording by David Cunningham is, in my opinion, a bit slow, and so I use James Coote's version from The Joy of Sets. Slow Commotion on the Dance Floor There from James Coutts and his band. For our last dance, I felt we needed to return to our original theme and included the most famous transport dance of all, the Irish Rover, that amazing mythical sailing ship with 23 masts. I know I have already included this dance in a previous programme, but now I have passed the 6-month mark, I feel I can allow myself some repeats, and with 31 recordings to choose between, I can be sure to pick a different one from the last time when we heard Frank Reed. So take your partners for our last dance today, and this one is for Billy Stewart. Rob Gordon will play the original, then The Minstrel Boy, O'Donnell Abu, and Kelly the Boy from Killarney. I hope you have enjoyed being transported today. With thanks to Derek, Ewan and those behind the scenes at Radio GH, I've just got time to tell you that the playout track by Gary Blair is also on theme with Alpine Express. See you next week. Bye.